my spooky friends. This is John, your host of Dairyland Frights, the paranormal podcast that covers everything spooky, creepy, and mysterious in the Midwest. And, boy, I tell you, this show is one of my favorite shows to do because I always have great guests on, and they continue. I have Amanda from the Haunted and Strange podcast. Welcome, Amanda. It is great to have you on. We were talking offline, Amanda and I, and again, my spooky friends, please go and check Amanda's and your husband, Sean. Is he on your podcast too? Yeah? No?
Actually, it's not my husband. It's my friend, Sean. He lives in the UK and I'm in Canada.
Ah, okay. Well, sorry.
No, that's good to know. Whatever. I'm sure he's going to hear this and laugh.
He's going to go, well, spicy. We started here spicy at this podcast. So again, you know, like I said, I've listened to a few episodes. I should have listened more carefully, but I was listening to the topic, so that's okay. Anyway, one of the things I love to have, like I said, spooky paranormal podcasts on. But my first question would be if you can kind of talk a little bit before we get to some paranormal stuff. Why don't you talk about your podcast and, you know, what makes it a little different and what do you guys focus on?
Absolutely. So, yeah, like I said, I'm in Canada. Sean's in the UK. Anyways, we come to you every week on Tuesdays. Each bring a topic, I'll bring a topic one week. He'll bring one the next week. We talk about it. We tell the story, and then we discuss it at the end. So we talk about anything that's eerie, strange, any hauntings, just really anything that piques our interest. We talk about UFOs, all that kind of fun stuff. So if that's something that you're into, you should definitely come check us out.
Definitely. So I know you guys really, you have a great variety of topics. It seems like I'm just kind of going through your Instagram page and stuff, which I will put out all the links for Amanda and Sean, put those out there. And so you guys can, you know, check it out. But you guys have like cryptids and you have missing ships and castles and all the and Enfield poltergeist and wow, is there
just all the fun stuff?
I love that. Is there a favorite one, Amanda? Have you done one that you're like, ooh, I kind of like that one?
The favorite one, and I don't know what Sean's favorite one that he's done, but my favorite one that I've done, it was called, I named the episode "Carry On, My Wayward Son." And it is about the Preston School for Boys. It's in Ion, California. I think I said that right, Ion.
Okay.
And it was a reform kind of school, prison kind of, yeah. It was a really good episode. It was my favorite one to research. It's my favorite one.
So tell my spooky friends a little bit about that, Amanda. Why was it? Was it ghost? Was it? Because I don't think I caught that one. So if you could kind of elaborate a little bit on that one.
Absolutely. So I think there's quite a few reasons why I liked it. I'm really into history. So that's a big thing you'll notice in our episodes. And this, they called it a castle just the way that it was built. It is this beautiful, like, red brick building, and it looks like a castle. I really liked it because there was a lot of deaths that happened there. There was a haunting of one of the housekeepers. She was murdered, so she apparently haunts it. There was a lot of mistreatment from the guards. So just, like, yeah. All the ingredients for like a spooky, haunted, creepy place to go check out.
I love that.
Yeah.
Have you done an episode? By the way, do you remember what episode number that is?
Ooh, I could look real quick. It's one of our earlier ones, although it's not like we've been around for that long. Let me just go do a little count here.
Yeah, no problem. Because I could put that up there, you know, because I, like I said, when I talk to my podcasters, a lot of them are like, You know, this is kind of my favorite so far. You know, I love mm-hmm. them all, but it's interesting to do research. When you're doing research, what kind of, I don't know, does anything unsettle you when you've done research before? Like something you were like, oh, I didn't know that one.
I'm going to say no, because it's not like there's not creepy stuff, but I have a hard time with like true crime. Some true crime really gets me, so I don't do true crime. Even some of my friends who do true crime, I'm like, okay, I'm going to like fast forward this section about this certain part of it. It's not for me. But ghosts, ghosts, UFOs, they just interest me too much, I think.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we'll get to the episode. We'll figure that out. If it comes to you, you know, while I'm talking and you find it, please shout it out. We'll get it. If not, I'll find it. I'll put it on there. I don't want to disturb the flow of the podcast here. One of the other things too is, had you had any paranormal experiences yourself?
Yes, I have had one. Well, I've had one recently where I actually went and did an investigation. So
let's hear it.
Okay, so recently, it was in October, there is a old fort in the city that I live in. So we went there. And what they've done is they've got all these old buildings from around, because I live in Canada, I live in the province of Alberta. They have all these old buildings from in and around the area that they've moved to this location. So it's like a tourist attraction, and you can actually pay to go in and do paranormal investigations in some of the buildings and some of the homes there. So I went and did that, and I heard like footsteps above. We had some of our equipment drain, like the batteries drain on the meters, which was pretty cool. So that's the first time I've ever heard a haunting.
That's amazing to me. Again, I've said this a million times. I love the paranormal, but if I would hear something weird, I'd probably be running, and you'd be like, "Hey, John," and I'd be like, "I was cartoons," you know, like running out the door, because I've never, you know, I've had some, but I don't know if I would call them true paranormal experiences. I've been to like over 15 ghost tours. I've been to like 4 shut-ins, and I don't know if it's like the ghost that guy, he knows, he believes in us. I'm not gonna scare him, but that guy over there, I'm gonna get him. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's interesting, right? And it's nothing, as we know, that you can't go to a building, a haunted building, right? Or a prison or whatever, right? Location. And it's going to happen right away. You can't like walk in and like, oh, there's my first experience. It doesn't happen that way. Would you call yourself a little bit of a skeptic too? Because I find that to be very true in most of my interviews with paranormal investigators, podcast hosts, so on and so forth.
Definitely, I would say that I'm a little bit of a skeptic. You kind of have to be. You have to ask the questions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially with, you know, I haven't done the Enfield poltergeist or anything, but I know about it. I've seen the stories and everything like that. And it's really like...
It's a tough one. I know.
That's a tough one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real tough one. I don't know. When I've talked to paranormal investigators, they've all told me the same thing, is they've had experiences that have shook them, whether they're being grabbed, whether they're being, like one guy got grabbed, and it shook him up so much that he started crying the next day. Like he was just, it just overwhelmed him. He was just like, well, think about it. Let's say you're home, Amanda, and you're just, I don't know, watching TV, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, grabs your hand. Right? You're gonna be like, whoa. I don't know how I'm gonna handle that. I don't know. How do you think you would handle that? if something just happened, grabbed you?
Well, so it's funny you asked me this, because when I was a kid, I was friends with this, there was four siblings, and I was friends with them, and I would spend weeks at their house. I was kind of like a latchkey kid. Okay. So one of the bedrooms, one of the sisters' bedrooms had a ghost in it. And I knew about this. And what ended up happening, I was a little bit older and I was staying over there, and the sister was out of town or something. So I was staying in her room. And the story was, is that sometimes this little ghost boy, and they knew that it was, or they thought that it was a boy, because they had pulled out a Ouija board when they were younger. And whatever it was had identified itself as a child, which is concerning, because a lot of bad things will identify themselves as children so that you are more comfortable with them.
Right.
The story goes that this little ghost boy would crawl in bed with her. And you could feel it. Well, I was in her bed and I had my back to the bedroom, and I didn't feel any like pressure change on the bed. Like, you know, when you can, when someone sits on the bed, I didn't feel that, but I could feel the cold come behind me. So I don't know if it was like some draft or something, but I've said before, a little ghost boy crawled in bed with me. I think if that was to happen now that I'm older, I would be, I'd be like, what the hell? But yeah, it's kind of cool. But even then, like I said, you have to be skeptical. Like, well, maybe it was a draft, but I'm going to just say a little ghost boy crawled in bed with me.
Yikes. Speaking of that, my favorite story recently is one of my paranormal investigators was telling me she had been on an investigation, and she was the next day she was cooking dinner, and out of the corner of her eye, and I just love this story, she saw this little boy, and she was making chicken for dinner, and this little boy was reaching for the chicken. She saw, and she slapped his hand away like you would do with a little boy, like if it was your kid or somebody else's kid or whatever, slapped his hand away and said, no, this isn't for you. You need to go home now. And she saw it plainly. The other thing she said was, when she was driving home, she kept on looking in the back seat, kept on, not for scared purposes, but like a mom, like, you know, having your kid in the back seat, like, are they okay? And she goes, why am I keep looking in the back seat? And then, you know, like, she got home, she was like, oh, that's why. It's because this little boy followed me home. Because it was a little, you know, it's a little boy. Even a little ghost boy knows, like, a woman, oh, that's my mom. Or that is a mom. So I'm going to feel safe. I'm going to go home with her. And, you know, so it's kind of cute and nice, but, you know, and you know, and but you still have to say, you need to go home. You need to, you can't be here, because I have kids and I don't want, you know, something happening.
You don't need to scare them.
Yeah, you don't need to scare them or whatever. Yeah, so there's just some really, really interesting things. Yeah, it's just really interesting with that. Oh, one thing I noticed going through here, UFOs. So let me get your feeling on this. Okay, first of all. Obviously, you believe in UFOs, correct? You believe there's life on other planets. Okay.
You have to believe that.
Right? We're just small little speck, right? Mm-hmm. Do you believe, this is my favorite theory of all the theories, there is a multiverse, okay, which there's another Amanda, there's another John on a planet, okay? And this Amanda may be, well, I don't know, she may be president. She may be a rock star. She may be whatever. She could be a serial killer. Yeah, you don't know. And what happens, which leads me to my next point, is some of these aliens coming down. People have said that they have, I don't know, are you familiar with doppelgangers at all? I don't know if you've ever done a special on that. Okay.
Yeah.
That they're based, some of them come down and are your doppelganger. And people have seen them, and then they're like, oh, I can't be in the same universe with Amanda in Canada. See what I'm saying? So let me ask you, my first question, you already said you believe in UFOs. Two, do you believe there are, you know, strange things like that, a multiverse, like wormholes where they can travel through to different planets. What are kind of your feelings on some of those things?
Yeah, I'd like to think that there's... I'd say definitely wormholes are a thing. And that is probably how time travel, interstellar travel, I don't know if that's the word for you.
Sure, we're going
to
go with that.
In my opinion, that's how it has to work. There's no other way that it can work unless they're just traveling for eons and eons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And how about like with aliens? Do you think aliens could replicate themselves to look like us? Do you think they're just here just to check us out, just to see what's going on? What is kind of your feeling about aliens?
Yeah, I think they could. Well, you have to think too, like there's also the whole like the whole lizard people thing and how they can apparently like shapeshift, and then sometimes they like lose it and then you can see them go reptilian, which is really cool. If that is a possibility, there's definitely, I'm sure that they have some kind of like cloaking technology, or else we'd see them more often. I'm sure that they're here like all the time.
Yeah. Because I noticed you did things on Bob Lazar, and you've done other things. You've done Black Eyed Children, which I think are aliens, in my opinion. Here's my problem with Black Eyed Children. Not that, you know, we have phones all the time. You carry your phone around all the time. You're telling me that if someone knocked on your door, Black Eyed Children, not to say you would do this, but I would. And the first thing I would do is get my, I'd be like, hold it right there, kids. I'd be like photographing them, right? To be like, aha, I got these little punks. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't let them in. Never let them in, by the way, folks out there, my spooky friends. Never let Black Eyed Children in for obvious reasons. What do you think of that? Do you really think they exist? I'm on the fence on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think that if they do, it's some kind of an alien thing. Yes. Maybe demonic. I'm not sure.
Could be demonic.
But then you have a point with the whole phone thing. Okay, so like all this stuff keeps happening. Why aren't there more pictures of this stuff? So they've got to be able to cloak themselves in some way that you try to take a picture and then you're just taking a picture of some random blue-eyed kid, you know?
Yeah.
There's got to be absolutely a way.
Yeah, and everybody has, not everybody, but most people have like Ring doorbells or security cameras. You know, so by the way, I always want to play a joke on my buddy. My kids are too old now, but I always want to get some younger kids and like give them like black, you know, contact lenses. And he has a Ring phone. And I want to just bring these kids right up to the door, because he's a paranormal geek like I am, a nerd, whatever you want to say. And just kind of come up to the door and go, hello, Andy, let me in. And, you know, you can see it from your phone at work. Yeah. You can see it from your phone at work. That's why you always hear those people, get away from my box or whatever. Stop stealing my whatever. Oh my God, that's a. What do you think of that prank, Amanda? You think that's a good prank?
I think you should do it. I think you should do it anyways.
I'm gonna do it anyways. I'm gonna get him. All right.
Do it.
So we had a little fun there talking about, like I said, what Amanda has on the podcast. Please check out Sean and Amanda's podcast. Like I said, I will put all the links out there. Put everything out there once this episode drops, and you're gonna love it, because it seems like you have a great view of things. So that's awesome. So
let's start with
a little teaser here, okay? In November of 2019, the Travel Channel television documentary called Helltown supposedly showed strange goings on in an abandoned town in Ohio. Among other things, this show claimed that this town was the site of a cult compound shooting that left 14 people dead in the 1960s, that a teenager mysteriously disappeared after entering a restricted area in 2016 and was most likely eaten by one of my favorite cryptids, the Wendigo. Are you familiar with the Wendigo?
Yeah, I am.
Yes. And that a military operation in the area went haywire after the soldiers stumbled upon a group of occultists. So there you go. What do you think so far?
That is a whole lot of stuff going on.
I know. So it's awesome. So I'll get into some of the history, Amanda, and, you know, just whenever you want to chime in or give your opinion about stuff. By the way, I did an episode with a podcast guest from Total Conundrum called Dove Land, Wisconsin, that mysteriously disappeared after, and this is true, look it up, Dove Land, Wisconsin, that the military conducted a military experiment there on using special radio waves called ELF frequencies to contact their submarines in, you know, the ocean, you know, Atlantic, Pacific, wherever they are. And this town, after this happened, the town, poof, gone. And when they asked people, this might be a topic for you and Sean, when they asked people, you know, where's Dublin, Wisconsin, where did it go? There are people that say, yeah, I remember that town. I totally remember, you know, this, and they could recall. And then when they would ask people, well, where is it? All of them would say, I can't remember. So it was like this kind of weird mass, disappearance, or what do you want to say, you know, with the, I'm drawing a blank right now, where hypnosis, like this mass hypnosis of these people. Because the waves that were emitted, it made like this type of radiation that, unfortunately, this is true, if you're near any of these bases, it can really mess with your head. These radiation waves can get in your head, these radio waves can get in your head and cause all these conditions from, you know, vertigo to memory loss to so on and so forth. But it's absolutely fascinating. And this town, very, very similar to that. So.
Weird. Okay.
I know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And like I said, that's a real thing. You can look that up and look up that military and look up Dublin, Wisconsin, come up with all this military things with it that actually happened. So this one, we'll see. The abandoned village known colorfully as Helltown is purportedly teeming with crybaby bridges. There's a lot here, by the way. Crybaby bridges, spook school buses, mass human sacrifice scenes, and a mutant python, Amanda, for good measure. So,
okay,
right, we got a lot of stuff going on here, right?
Oh, so all right, let's go to Helltown.
Yeah, let's go to Helltown. And I'll tell you about some things that are actually standing in there, and I will put the pictures out when this episode drops, and you'll be like, really? Wow. Okay. That's interesting. So a lot of people consider this still folklore. It is a region formerly known as Boston, Ohio. It's ironic, since the only verifiable legend about the town is that there is a deserted for a very frightening, tragic reason. So there's people again, folklore stuff. So here's a little bit about the history. Founded in 1806, Boston Village's original claim to fame was standing as the oldest village in Summit County. And I'm gonna say Boston a lot, and I know people are gonna go, Boston? No, it's Boston, Ohio. So don't get confused.
It's not that Boston.
It's not that Boston. When you park your car, you know, get your garden.
Get your car keys.
Let's go. Where's your car? Where'd you park my car? Let's get to Duncan. Boston's relatively uneventful life took a turn for the worse in 1974 when it became an unlucky victim of a nationwide anxiety over the country's deer disappearing forest land. Now, this is really weird. This actually happened. Okay, so I'm gonna jump around a little bit, so please follow as best as you can. So what happened was, under the laws of eminent domain, by the way, eminent domain is basically the government can just take your stuff and you're basically like, okay.
Okay, cool.
Just take my stuff. President Gerald Ford signed a bill that gave the federal government National Park Service jurisdiction to the land for the establishment of national parks. So he signed this thing to say, we got to make a bunch of national parks, which is a good thing, right? So we're not developing mm-hmm. them and destroying wildlife and all this culture and, you know, stuff like that. So the NPS, National Park Service, decided that Boston Township would be the new home for the, oh boy, here we go. Help me out with this, Amanda. Cuyahoga? I'll pronounce it. Go ahead. C-U-Y.
I think it's Cuyahoga or Kite.
Yeah, let's go with Amanda's.
Someone's going to get really mad at us. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
we're going to get emails, me and you. You idiots, you don't know how to spell it. Valley
I'm
National
a huge hiker, but I'm not an American, so I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm a mush mouth. So together we make a great team. And began buying the properties from longtime residents. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So the sentiment among the citizens who had no choice. This is awesome. They had no choice to be like, "Hey, we're going to buy your homes." Well, I don't want to sell it. Yeah. Well, screw you. but to leave their homes. Expressed in a message scribbled on a wall of one of the houses. So they're buying all these houses and they're like, get out, you know, whatever. And they're probably giving them like $5, knowing the government. Oh, here's $5 for your house that you loved and lost and had these great memories. Now we know this is that I love this. So the person on one of their houses, on the wall of one of their houses, and I quote, "Now we know how the Indians felt."
Or
Native Americans. Yes. So they just kicked them out and just said, get out. Yeah, right. Okay.
Wow, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So the empty homes were boarded up and adorned with U.S. no trespassing signs. The government quickly fell behind on its plan. Of course, it's the government. I don't know about Canadian's government, but our government, don't get me started.
You don't even want to know. I'm pretty sure Canada is a communist country right now.
Yeah, oh my God. I know. Guys got a lot of issues too. We got issues. So... Boy. That's a whole different podcast. Amanda and I's political podcast. So they fell behind on this plan and they, what'd you think they did, Amanda? They just left the village and neglected it. They just said, oops. So the remaining buildings, remnants of a vanished town, had created a fertile soil for, guess what, a bunch of urban legends that have popped up over the years. The hellish aura of the area only continued to grow when the National Park Service acquired a dump. So in 1985, they put a creche dump. This is great. So we're falling behind in the park. Hey, Amanda, we're gonna make this into a dump. You cool with that? Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
Cool. And you can imagine what they dump there, right? Maybe nuclear waste.
That sounds legit.
So rangers visiting the site became ill and covered with rashes. Wonder what that could be from. It was soon discovered, and here we go, the dump was highly polluted with toxic chemicals, improperly disposed of. So all these companies went, it's a dump, huh? Oh, there's no one living there. Great. Hey, everybody dump your shit right there. So the dump became a Superfund site as of 2015, which basically means they're restoring it and they're cleaning it up. Well, thanks, guys. Yeah. By the way, that was 1985 that you could dump crap there. Now they made, you know, come on. So, unbelievable. So they're restoring it right now as of 2015, kind of. I wouldn't even get into that mess. But there are a number of rumors, like I said, of myths surrounding the vacant properties, but some have been a little more, what they say, durable than others. So there is, Amanda, this Presbyterian church who is... It's been built by, guess who? Satanist. So they built a church because it's complete. You can look at this. This church still stands. It's complete with an upside down cross. So they built a church, Presbyterian church, and then a bunch of Satanists went, hey, you know what? Let's make this our church in the middle of nowhere in a toxic dump site. Yeah. Okay. It's just I just love stories like this. There is also an abandoned school bus. It has a bunch of lingering ghosts in it. And I don't know why it's abandoned. I don't know why abandoned. You have a theory why a school bus would be abandoned in a toxic waste dump town with Satanists? Did anything come to mind?
Probably drove it there. Drove it there with all their toxic waste.
Yeah, you're right.
Obviously.
Why did I think of that? It was their Satan bus. Dang, you are so smart. I have you on the
they
show.
They just got off the highway to hell.
Yeah. Good one. I like that. And most of Land of Cheval, there is a talk, yes, of mutants who were created by the Kree-Achi, a dump spell, including a monster snake known as the Peninsula Python.
Come on.
We love that. So you're a hiker, Amanda. I'm going to put you in a situation. You're a hiker, Amanda. You're like, la, 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 la. You're just walking. You're looking around. Wow, this is kind of a spooky abandoned town. And then this python comes out of nowhere. What do you do?
Fucking running the other way. I like snakes, but no mutant pythons. No, thank you.
Okay. So you're just going to run. You're not going to fight it?
Yeah.
No?
No. It's probably pretty big.
Yeah, it's a peninsula little. Python. Yeah, it's a peninsula
it's
python.
The biggest.
Okay. So however... Now, you won't believe this. Most of the myths have been conclusively refuted. The upside-down crosses affixed to the local church are part of the building's architectural style and have no roots in satanic activity. Okay. People still don't believe that. The haunted bus was temporarily home of a family awaiting house repairs. So... All right. Now, but these explanations, of course, don't diminish the public's enthusiasm for the legend of the unusual occurrences in Boston, Ohio. For instance, the city will still point out some specific inaccuracies through this article. By the way, I'll put the sources up there for you. By and large, Helltown is a work, they believe, of fiction. But the spirit, I still want to go to it, by the way. And I'll have to put a map on where it is. It's got to be careful. It is private property or government property, whatever. Then it's a scripted piece of entertainment. And like I said, remember what I said at the beginning? They did a documentary in 2019 with the Travel Channel. And they did this thing about it. But the experts, townspeople and police officers, and even the soldiers, have found, Amanda, archival and found footage, supposedly, that some of this thing about a python, Satanist bus on the highway to hell, Satanist church, and a Wendigo eating people, maybe it's true. Let's put a little doubt in our guests and our audience out there. So, anything so far before I get into some of the meat of the Travel Channel's documentary? Anything you want to add, Amanda?
Yeah, this is just, there's just so much. It's, like maybe one thing, like maybe a mutant python, maybe a Satanist church, maybe haunting, but all of them, I don't know.
Yeah, right,
let's find out. So, and then a Wendigo that's eating teenagers.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So Helltown, like I said, you can see this. You got to, unfortunately, I think, I'm not sure you have to pay for it, but it might still be on YouTube. It's called Helltown. First ad on the Travel Channel, which is actually hilarious. Like, Travel Channel, go to Helltown. By the way, the Travel Channel, I don't know if you have it, or my spooky friends who have it out there, it's no longer the Travel Channel. It's the Paranormal Channel. 24/7 Paranormal. That's all it is. But here is, now they say it's they go back and forth, Amanda, so I don't want to confuse you or my guests or my spooky friends. Is like, they go back and forth to it's a movie, and then it's a documentary. It's a movie, it's a documentary. But whatever. Take it the way you want to. So this was story was inspired by the accounts of real American towns. Like I said, it's been abandoned for more than 40 years. It is not until the final frames of the film or documentary that they reveal certain events in this film are fictional, but the town, or I don't know, the surrounding town, celebrates Python Day in honor of the legendary giant snake. And yes, online and put in, like, I think you can put in Boston, Ohio, Python Day, and people dress up like pythons, and they have, like, a big float of a python. And it's cute. It's fun, right? It's something, like, good for them, right? Nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of celebrations. We have some in Wisconsin called, we have a cryptid, even though it's made up, it's called the Hodag. And they have Hodag Day, and you can go down. They play, the bands come there, and it's a big party. And it's this, you know, fictional. Like they said, it doesn't exist, but still people do that. So
it's fun.
Yeah. So, like, one of the things, like I said, they talk about this 16-year-old being eaten. People are like, I don't know. We kind of think that. But a lot of people said this is even worse, that a bear ate him. Like, wait a minute. So I'm like, okay. And they do this great. I watched it, by the way. I watched the trailer, and they show, like, they do this dramatic thing with this 16-year-old, like, running for his life, and, like, this creature chasing him, and it's like, oh my, it's so great. And you know, it's not a bear, but one of the things is they have this police officer, Captain Marie Hutchinson, and she has stock footage of the deceased bear. She's like, oh no, it was a bear that ate him. They're like, okay. It's not good either if a bear attacked this person. And they put it in there. And they're like, no, it's not a Wendigo. Or maybe it is a Wendigo. Like I said, they go back and forth. Could have been a bear. No, those look like teeth marks for a Wendigo. How do we? Okay. It's all good. It's all fun, right? And one of the things is, like I said, they did do the National Forest did come because, you know, I was kind of leading up to this. In 2016, they did make a National Cuyahoga National Forest in 2016. They finally got land kind of figured out. So they did make it, and they did clear up the dump, supposedly, allegedly. I don't believe them. Mm-hmm. It's the government. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. So the other thing I forgot. Oh, two children disappeared, Amanda. I totally forgot that. And that was in Helltown, too.
They did.
Yeah. And what happened to them? Well, of course, a local cult took them. The occultists took them.
Yes, obviously.
Just before the cult came in. And again, I know I'm doing this tongue-in-cheek, but I still love this, right? It's still fun. Interesting to know that there's some town that's out there that's on a map, kind of, that had all these happen to them. So one of the things they did show these two missing children, you can actually see it. I will put it up there. And they show these pictures of these two missing children. And, okay, and I won't give anything away. It's not a spoiler alert. But what happened was, someone tried to rescue these children. They said, oh my God, we got to rescue these children. So a shootout at the cult compound that supposedly had these children resulted in 14 deaths. So, okay. Right. See what I mean? This is great. It just keeps pythons and deaths and missing children. And come on.
It's like,
you
know, it's like somebody took a little bit from everywhere. Like we're getting because wasn't there some giant snake in Maine at some point?
Yes.
Do you remember this? Okay, so we got that. And then we're having like a religious shootout, which we know that that's happened a few times in the States. Mm-hmm. So it's like stories. I love it. Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. So now, most of all, I can't believe I forgot this, is a haunted cemetery, Amanda. And in the haunted cemetery, the trees move. And you're like, yeah, trees move. The branches move. What are you talking about? No, Amanda. They like get up and move. So I don't know. I'm a geek guy. Like I said, I'm a total nerd. I watch like Lord of the Rings, there's these creatures called ants. Okay, yeah. Tree ants, whatever you call them. Think of that. That's what they are.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly what it is. I'm also a nerd. I'm with you. I'm thinking Lord of the Rings, World of Warcraft, nerd shit. So
yeah, right, exactly. So let me catch everyone up here because I know there's a lot. So we got, okay, we got the Satanic Bus on the Road to Hell. Thanks to Amanda. Thank you for that. We got a Peninsula Python. I don't know if it's eating people, but it's not good. And it was made, you know, from the all the crap that they threw in there, the radioactive stuff. Then we got a Wendigo who killed a 16-year-old boy. But no, it was a bear. But it could be a Wendigo. Or could be a Wendigo bear thing. You know, we don't know. It's the toxic dump. We don't know. Like I said, don't forget the toxic dump, because that actually real. That is, we know, is real. So that is obviously real.
Yes.
And then we got the Satanic Church. Let's not forget about the Satanic Church. Well, is it a Satanic Church? Yeah, it could be. But, you know, hey, okay, we're going to go with that. Then we have a cult where they stole these two kids. And there was a shootout, and 14 people died in the shootout. And then last but not least, I forgot to mention the cemetery with the tree ants moving, and it's haunted. And but there's more. There's more, Amanda. This is great. So, all right. So, one of the other things. So, I forgot about. All right. So, let's go back here. Now, people have said, who have seen the trees move and everything, that they have footage of it, but nobody has the footage to show people. But they have it, Amanda. They have it. Trust me. And the satanic cult. With all the deaths and stuff, the police covered that up because it was a terrible thing. It was done like a posse kind of thing, you know. So the police were not behind the killing of cultists. Let's put it that way. But the police were involved in it. We'll get to that. Now, the other thing is about the bus. Let's go back to the bus. Okay, this is exactly what happened at the bus. Amanda, I don't want to tell you you're wrong about this Road to Hell satanic stuff, but what happened was a bunch of kids got killed. Oh, boy, I just sad. A large number of children were all killed in a bus accident. And the graves in the cemetery, well, that's them. But they're unmarked because everyone feels bad and they kept it a secret, okay? They kept it a secret,
that
Amanda.
That happens a lot. Yeah, when a lot of children die in a bus accident, it's usually kept a secret.
Yeah, because you don't want to tell the outside world. You know, there's no year or date to this, obviously, but it happened. Come on. And those graves, you know, come on. We don't want to tell we killed like 30 kids in a bus and then keep the bus and just leave it.
Yeah.
The police are involved. Like, this is crazy.
That's so weird.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was going to say, like, why would you keep the bus? It's like, burn that shit. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
See, I love this story.
We're a good team here. So we know exactly what to do. By the way, I can't believe I forgot this one. There's a house in the woods that's abandoned that it's haunted. It's haunted. You know why it's haunted, Amanda? Because there's always one light that appears in the window upstairs. It never goes out.
Yeah.
Right? It's a bandit. Yeah, there's this light up there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right, how it is. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's haunted. Come on. What are we doing? Yeah. And the other thing about the bus, just to add onto this, they're not really sure how the kids died. Because remember, I didn't say it was an accident, or was it an accident? Was there maybe, I don't know, a serial killer that got on the bus that killed all the kids? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you know, there's a serial killer involved now. Now we can't tell anybody, because why would you want to tell people there's a serial killer involved in a bus accident? Right?
Yeah.
Or made it look like an accident. All right. Yeah. So there we go.
Those are some skills. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, some mad skills over here. I forgot about the cult. Let's not forget about the cult, okay? We can't do that. I'm not going to get into the churches too much because I'll get into some of the where they go through all these different things. It's actually hilarious. So one of the things is with the cult, the reason there's a cult there is because why? Because when the government took all the land and did all this stuff, somebody cursed the area. Because, hey, man, there's, I don't know if it's a witch or Satanist. I don't know. They don't say. But, you know, if someone took your house, Amanda, what the first thing you would do and I would do is curse that land, that area, which they took. And, right? And absolutely. Worship now. And worship now because they're going to get Satan to help them destroy everyone who has hurt them. Yeah. So there you go. You know? Yeah.
That's legit. There's no other answer there. That's all you can do is just curse the land.
Okay. So, Amanda, be careful where you're driving in America. Okay. You don't want to be driving down this town. Okay. Because what you're going to see is people call Helltown in Boston, Ohio, the end of the world, which is kind of you'd be like, yeah, right? So you're driving down, right? All of a sudden, oh, I forgot to tell you, the road is possessed, okay? There's been many fatal car crashes. So Amanda, when you're on this road, just be careful. And if we're driving together, mm-hmm. I'll sit in the back seat, okay? Because, you know, or you can sit in the back seat, and then we'll keep an eye on things, right? You're in the front, I'm in the back. We'll be fine. Let's say we get past the fatal car crash. We're fine. We get into the town, right? Me and you get into the town. We say we want to investigate it. Well, man, sometimes we can't help it, but sometimes an evil force will take control of the car and force you to crash. So, like, me and you might have to sit together, and when the evil force takes the steering wheel, Amanda, whether I'm driving or you're driving, we're going to have to fight it. We're going to have to fight this evil force, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's clear. That's clear.
okay, good. Yeah.
We'll drive slow. So if we do hit something, we should be fine. We'll figure it out. We'll get back. It's TBD. We'll get back on that. now you get through the town. We're through the town and everything. Oh, boy. Amanda, a group of robed Satanists will surround our car, form a human chain in an attempt to trap us there. So now, look at us. We got a python after us, a wendigo. We got trees that are going to smash us. Now we got Satanists. What do you think?
Where are they going to put us?
Where are they going to put us?
In the bus? They're going to put us in the bus.
Or the abandoned house with the light on. Because, right? Yeah. You got to keep the light on for us. I'm scared of the dark, mm-hmm. Amanda. Come on, what are we doing here? So one of the other things too, you can't really get to this place. It's really hard to get to, of course, you know, and everything like that. But don't worry, because there's a dead end sign. So we're driving. Oh, Amanda, it's dead end, so we gotta turn around. Oh man, you know, that really stinks. So when we get to the dead end, if we get past the Satanists and the python and the trees and the, you know, whatever, we do come to a dead end for no reason. It should go through. Our GPS says you're going through. It should be fine.
Yeah.
But again, we end up at the cemetery. The Satanists come out and grab us, and they both sacrifice us to Satan. In the cemetery with the trees watching, doing nothing. I don't know if the python eats us. I don't know what's going on, but oh, I know.
There's the bear. The bear's there.
Oh, we've got the bear. You're right. Maybe the wendigo or the bear eats us or the python. Maybe the python gets you and bear gets me. You know. Anyway, I don't know. So before I get into the truth of all this, I totally forgot about the funeral home. Yes, there's an abandoned funeral home next to the cemetery. How could I forget that? Where are you going to put home, Amanda? Where are you going to put it? Next to the cemetery.
Beside the cemetery, and it's going to be haunted.
Duh. Candles are often seen burning in the windows. And cult members will chase you away. Now, why are we chasing me away? You know, I thought you were going to feed me to the python or the bear or the ants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, one other thing. Jeez. How silly of me. There's also children in the corn. Yeah.
Oh!
So there's corn around there. So there's corn around there. Yes, like the Stephen King book and the movie and everything. So let's say the Satanists chase away and we run into the cornfield that is near Helltown. Now, God, we deal with children in the corn. Now what do we do?
Yeah. I bet you it's the children from the bus.
Children from the field. Bus.
Now they are the children of the corn.
I love it. I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So I think that's it. There is, I mentioned, a crybaby bridge, not that we're just all a bunch of crybabies, but there's a bridge there. I love this. So let's say we get through everything. Now there's a crybaby bridge. Why is there a crybaby bridge?
Well, there was a bunch of kids that died, so that's got to be related.
Yeah. So it is said, me and you would bring an extra set of car keys, and we're going to park on the bridge. We're going to turn our car off. We're going to lock the doors, and we're going to walk away with the keys just in sitting inside when you come back in the car. And, you know, let's say we're covered with dust, or let's say we put baby powder on it or something like that, because, you know, we want to find out. Excuse me. Well, there'll be little footprints all over the car. And now the car will be running, but still locked. So in other words, I think what they mean is take your car keys, have an extra set in your pocket because you got to lock your car, but put the car keys in the seat. And then we walk away. And then when we come back, we go into Helltown and grab a burger. Sure. What the hell? We might as well. I don't know. But anyway, we come back. Guess what? Like I said, there's going to be footprints all over the car, little baby.
Yeah.
Hands, but the car is going to be running. I don't know how the baby started the car, but they did.
Yeah,
but it's going to be still locked. So our car is still locked, but it's running. If that makes sense. But there's baby footprints and stuff. So the baby's got in our car, started our car, but it's locked. So that's why we need the extra set of keys, so we're not locked out and we're stuck in this town with pythons and bears and Satanists. And then, of course, you hear babies crying. It doesn't really explain the babies were on the bus with the serial killer, or the babies were just Satanist babies and they were, I don't know. But I do know that if you sit there and do any of those things, yeah. No, there was an orphanage too near there. I'm sorry. There was an orphanage near there. I'm totally sorry. It was called, and get this, Gravity Hill and Gore Orphanage.
Oh,
that's the name of the orphanage. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So that was a lot.
That's a lot. I actually think this town might be a perfect spot because nobody would come there. Like if you want to, like, I don't know. I'm not like huge into like society in general. So I think that might be a really good place to relocate to. You got pythons, wendigos, Satanists, babies,
Amanda,
lots of things that are creepy.
I think we should be neighbors.
Not saying babies are creepy. Yeah.
I think we should be neighbors. Let's get houses there. Let's figure it out. Me and you build some houses there. And then, you know, we'll just see what happens. And you can tell me and come over and be like, go ahead.
We'll play in the toxic sludge. We will see the trees move because we're high, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
This is the answer.
Right. We could sit on the front porch together and have our favorite beverage and just be like, hey, John, what'd you see today? Hey, I saw this wendigo eat a kid. Oh, really? And then, Amanda, you can tell me what you saw. You know, so what would you think you would see? What would you think you would see on your first week there? You know, that was a lot to see.
Well, earlier today, I actually saw a bunch of ghost babies riding on the back of a python. It was crazy.
That is really neat. See, look at it. I love this. So let's go through the truth. And the truth is, again, this documentary is not true. It was done by actors. But I can't stress enough, there was a town, that's not called Helltown, but there was a town in Boston, Ohio, not get your cockies, let's go to the car and get some Dunkin', that, yes, exists, it kind of exists, right. And there still is a church there, that really is true. There's still a church there, and people freak out. I don't know, I think on YouTube, I think there's paranormal investigators have gone there. I'm pretty sure there has been. I didn't really check it out a lot because I was having so much fun researching this story. This is one of my favorites because it was just after, like, it hit all your fears, right, Amanda? Like, if you're scared of cryptid, check. You're scared of Satanists, check. You're scared of crybaby, check. You're scared of tree ants and trees, check. You're scared of a funeral parlor next night, right? Like, ghosts, cryptids, it just checks all the boxes. And rarely do you have that in everything, right? Rarely do you have where it's usually like, for example, we've done numerous stories where it's like a cryptid or just one ghost or maybe a couple ghosts, but nothing like this. And so let's go through this really quickly. Yes, the bus that's there. It was, for whatever reason, these people bought a bus and they were renovating their home in the area. And then they kind of like were trying to sell. The story is really confusing. They were trying to sell it. And then they basically just abandoned it. They just said, oh, I'm just going to drive it to this abandoned town. And you see that all the time. Abandoned cars, abandoned whatever, right? Where people just go, I can't sell it. I can't do whatever. Which, okay, you know, you could think of something better. I mean, sure, you could sell a school bus to somebody. If you're like, oh, just give me $50 or just give me scrap. But who knows? Maybe when this was done, they were just like, this is our best thing we can do. And maybe they were thinking, let's do something with it. I don't know. But it's okay. It's not, no, there are no.
It's a bus. It's haunted, too.
The church does exist. But like I think I said a little bit earlier, the upside down crosses, it was some type of like architectural design. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but it was just, I don't know. It's weird. It's very, very weird. I have to give that a little bit of a like, but I don't think Satan is there going to be. Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool one. All right. So the cemetery. Yes, there is a cemetery there. Is Boston Cemetery. It's one of those creepy abandoned ones. No, there are no kids buried there. Babies being killed under a bridge and serial killer stuff. No, there isn't. It's just a regular creepy old cemetery. Just know if you're going to investigate it, my spooky friends, it is technically on private property. Believe it or not, which I love about cemeteries, Amanda, they close at dawn. Close at dusk, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So being on a cemetery after, you know, dusk, you can get arrested. I don't know what cop would be in that area to arrest you, but let's not chance it, my spooky friends. The other thing too is they said there. I wasn't going to bring this up because it's so much, but supposedly there is like a caretaker. Who takes care of that, and he's in a hearse and he'll drive up and scare you. There's like, I don't know. So much. Right? I'm like, okay, now could there be a guy as a caretaker of that for whatever reason to chase people away? I'm sure there is, right? Because but people who have, I know this is so much, who have tried to follow the hearse, it vanishes at the end of the road. So, yes, excuse me, forget it. And there, you know, again, there are road closed signs. And yes, there is a creek alongside the road that's heavily wooded on both sides that maybe the hearse, this guy has a property and he goes back in there. So there's some explanations about that. There, one thing about the fatal car crash, the road has like a, it's a twisting road. I'm sure you have these, obviously they're everywhere. Where it's a twisting road with a steep incline. And, you know, you'll be, let's say you're out hiking and you're driving to your place. You know, those roads where you're like, whoa, that's a curve. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. Whoa, kind of like that. So when you go riding down this as a steep incline, at the top of the hill is a sudden drop down to the other side. So it's like you could jump it, you know, whatever. And yeah, you know, it kind of is like if you're not paying attention and you're doing something reckless. Yes, there have been several fatalities in there. You know, kids acting stupid, people being stupid. Yeah. So no, there is no evil force grabbing your stuff. Was not caused by paranormal activity. So again,
it's just a curve in the road.
It's a curve and it's a big thing. Again, like I said, the serial killer, oh, by the way, he had an axe and he was killing people and stuff. And the police said they were unable to apprehend him. He apprehend him. He would jump out at you. And like I said, that was the serial killer. No, there is no guy that jumps out of the woods that chases you with an axe. That's just whatever. And no, he did not go and kill all the babies down there. And yes, again, there are road closed signs. There are all these other things there that you can go to and you can drive through. I did not look on my GPS. I'm going to look at there and see. One of the things is, again, people say with that abandoned house. Remember I told you with the light?
Yeah.
People nicknamed it the slaughterhouse because they said, you know, they would see ghostly faces in there and the light on and stuff. And I forgot to bring that up, but I think it was a given. If it's haunted, right, you can see ghostly faces in there.
Yeah.
No, it's basically an older house stuff. I hate to do that. And last but certainly not least, well, a couple of things. The python, most people who study animal experts say a python could survive for a little while, but eventually somebody would catch them or catch the python, or it would just plain just die due to the extreme weather conditions in that area. So, okay, there might be somebody let their python go, which that's what I think happened. Somebody drove out, said, the damn python's getting too big. It happens all the time. In Florida, they have such a bad problem with pythons. They actually pay people to kill them. So you can go and get like $50 to $100 for a python if you kill it. That is a real thing. So Amanda, if you're looking for a new line of work, go down to Florida, find where all these pythons are, get your little license to kill, kill these damn pythons, make yourself a side hustle. That's
so there are pythons there because people keep letting them out in Florida?
Correct.
Is that what's happening?
Correct.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. And now it's such a problem. People are finding it in their backyards. They're eating dogs. They're eating cats. They're eating, you know, whatever. So now they're like, gotta get rid of them. Yeah. So you can make a pretty good living. I wouldn't say a pretty good living. I'd say an okay living, you know, as a side hustle. And, you know, all the things too. Children of corn. No, there are no children of the corn. There unfortunately no, there's no truth behind that statement. And then a lot of things with satanic activity warnings. One of the things it was brought upon is, and I want to cover someday, is the satanic panic, which is just a terrible thing that people went to jail off of just bullshit stories and cops being overzealous and just 21 people went to jail over, we believe Satan is out there causing you to molest and hurt little children. And it was horrible in the States. It was just terrible. And like I said, 21 people went to jail, might have been a little bit more. This one guy was 20 years in jail, spent 20 years in jail. It's just horrible. And that was brought upon all these people. Oh, Satan is and everything. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Oh my God. So, and a lot of it was the music of the era,
correct,
too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Music, a lot of people. There was a story I'll have to do where this woman wrote a book saying she was abducted by Satanists and they tortured her and hurt her and she had a baby Satan. And then came out later and said, That's all fake. It was all a lie. Never happened.
Wow. Okay.
Never happened. But she sold, I don't know how many books and made so much money, and no one said, like, you got to give that money back. You got to be like, please go to these people who went to jail and say you're sorry. She went on talk shows, Amanda, and said, hey, this is real and this really happened. And people believed her. People believed her. She went on, you know who Oprah is, right? You must know who. Yeah. She went on like Oprah and said, hey, this happened to me. Satanist abducted me and hurt me and raped me and did all these terrible things to me. And, and then she came out and said, nah, it's all, whatever. And she was found to be, yeah, I know. She was found to be schizophrenic and mentally unstable. And people were just like, oh, yeah, this person I never heard of. That's so weird. Anyway, so at the end of this podcast, before we wrap up, Amanda, I hope you had a good time with this.
Yes.
I have to ask anyway, do you believe Helltown is true? Even though I've given you a lot of reasons not to believe it's true.
Ooh, okay. So, well, I know that Boston, Ohio is a place. There's definitely a graveyard there. There might be a ghost there. There's definitely bears in, are there bears in Ohio?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. So there's bears. There's an abandoned bus and there's probably a bridge. That is what, and there's corn. That's and what
church.
I believe.
You forgot the church. And
there is a Presbyterian church.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and? So yeah. So I think this is cool, though. I would really like to check it out. Just, I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, go and Google it. I will put all these links up and put all my research links and stuff when this episode drops. But it's just, when I was researching, normally I don't laugh when I'm doing research because I'm like, oh, man, I got to, oh, this ghost, and somebody said this, and now this town is, and you're just finding all this stuff. You're like, what do I put in my podcast, right? There's so much stuff. I could go on for like 4 hours. This kind of felt like this to me, like, but I was loving it. I was just like, oh, my God, cemeteries and pythons and Satanists. And, oh, I love it. And I was just having a grand old time doing this one. And, there you go. Check it out. Please, see what you want to do. Like I said, if you want to investigate it, you can, but be very, very careful. I don't want anyone to get into trouble. And be careful when you're driving there, because like I said, the road is a little scary. So,
watch out for bears.
So, Amanda, tell me what you got for your podcast. What's coming up? Anything fun, interesting?
Oh, gosh. What do I have coming up that I will tell? Let's just see here. We have a, we're going to be talking, like time travel soon.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah, we've got some cryptids coming up soon. We have UFO sightings coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Good stuff coming. Great stuff coming. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. So one thing I got to do here really quickly is I have an unofficial sponsor, Paranormal Coffee. The gentleman there, Brad and Brian, if you want to check them out, go to my Instagram page. We're doing 15% off on any order there. So I don't know if you like coffee, Amanda, or some of your spooky friends out there. Please check it out. These guys are a small business, okay? It's just Brad and Brian doing this coffee. They have all these espresso coffees. What they do, I think is really cool, Amanda, is, you know, they don't freeze dry and all this stuff and it sits in a warehouse. They make it like fresh. They get it fresh and ship it to you fresh. So I'm like, with me, I was like, dang, okay, I want to check this out. And they have some really cool ones. They have like a, like an Area 51, like espresso. They got a Nightmare Fuel, which is a really caffeinated blend. They also have a decaf blend, Seance. They have all these different blends. And like I said, they're a small business. So I'm always like, as much as I want to like podcasts like yourselves, I want to prop up the small guy and put them out there. So like I said, check them out. 15% off. Put in Dairyland 15 and you'll get 15% off your order. And I think they deliver to Canada. I think they do. But yeah, check it out. And then last but not least, we always say this, say hi to your ghost. So hi to your ghost. Hello, ghost. And then again, Amanda, if you want me on your podcast, I'll definitely be a guest because you were awesome. So if you ever want me on your podcast as a guest, definitely do it. And I would love to have you back on sometime.
Awesome. Yeah, no, this has been great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, awesome. All right. So stay spooky, Amanda. Bye-bye.